Shalom Rabosei. Today we're going to talk about something that is not spoken about enough. I actually have been approached by numerous people, Bnei Torah, over the past few years, asking that I should speak about, that Rabbanim should speak out in communities about the importance of Chol Moed, and I like to think of it as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's unwanted stepchild. Not from a HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, but from our, you know, from a lot of people's perspective. They don't realize that Chol Moed is a serious set of halachas, as we'll see soon. We'll hopefully get some parameters. It happens to be an exceptionally difficult sugya as far as paskening. Very, very difficult as far as paskening, because there are a lot of details, permutations, and you'll see why. Specifically, it's uniquely difficult compared to other areas of halacha. But just to open up, there's a Mishnah that you all know in Maseches Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Hamechales HaKodshim, which we're not going to talk about today, V'hamevaze Es HaMoados, and some other things, Ein Lo Chelek Olam Haba. So what's Mevaze Es HaMoados? We're talking about something that, even if you're from, if you do these things, you're Ein Lo Chelek Olam Haba. Says the Bar Tanura, quoting Rishonim, Mevaze Es HaMoados, first of all, if it was talking about Yontif, it would say, not Mevazeh, but Mechalel. So clearly, it's not talking about being Mechalel Yontif. That would be Yontif Yontif. So therefore, the Rishonim say, it's talking about Chol Shomoed. What's Mevazeh? Some other says the Rav, Osa Behem Melacha, O Noheg Minhag Chol Be'achila V'Shesia. So that's three things. So if a person does Melacha that is prohibited in a Chol Moed, or does not dress the way they should on Chol Moed, or does not eat the way they should on Chol Moed, those three things are considered to be Mevazeh Es HaMoados. Before we talk, so we're not going to talk about food because there are no real parameters of what you have to eat because there's no Chiyuv Seuda, but you are supposed to eat special for Yontif. As far as clothing, although let's just get it out of the way because I don't want to speak about that either, clothing should be nicer than weekday clothing, but they don't have to be as nice as Yontif clothing, the Sharet Tzion says. But what I want to talk about is malacha on Chol Moed, and specifically, we're going to probably do this in three parts. The first part will be, is it Daraisa, is it Darabanan? The second part will be, what are the heterim? And the third part will be lots of applications, or numbers of applications, halacha lamaisa, in very contemporary and common situations. So the question of what the iser of malacha on Chol Moed is a Gemara Mefureshes and Chagiga Yidchesem Aleph, and I'll read you the line, and you'll tell me what you deduce from that line. Chulo Shel Moed Asur Basiyas Melacha, says the Gemara. Menahani Mili. What do the words Menahani Mili always mean? What's the source in Chumash? So that already tells you that we're going to quote source in Chumash, but now the Gemara goes on through five different shitas, and I'll tell you a few of them because the way they learn out, you'll see they're not just drushas bialma, they sound like they're very much deraisas. Es chag hamatzos tishmor shivas yamim. Shmor means natu malacha. How many days? 7 days malacha. It sounds like there's an iser malacha for 7 days. It's a mefurash pasuk you've read a billion times. The next opinion, Rabbi Yonasan Omer, it's a kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer goes like this. Ma'adach, the Rishon and the Shvi'i only have Yontif after, not before. Meaning the first days of Yontif, there's no iser malacha before. The last days of Yontif, there's no iser malacha after. And yet, the Rishon Shvi'i are also b'malacha themselves. Kal v'chomer Chol Moed, which has an iser malacha before it and after it, kal v'chomer should also have an iser malacha. That's a kal v'chomer, presumably. Kal v'chomer is evident in Daraisa. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Eilu Moadei Hashem is the source for the iser malacha. Why? Because it can't be referring to Rishon Shel Yontif because it says the word Shabbosah. So we know that you have to be Shobes. And Shvi also says the word Shabbosah. So what does Eilu Mikrei Kodesh mean? It has to mean not the Rishon, not the Shvi must be. That's the pasuk for Eilu Moadei Hashem, is the pasuk to Asur Malacha on Chol Moed. And the Gemara continues with another one or two sources. So clearly, you see from the Gemara Chagiga, Isur Malacha is clearly from any one of these four or five psukim. It sounds like it's a Din D'Oraisa. When you look at the Rambam, the Rambam says something funny, because he calls it Divrei Sofrim. We know from other places where the Rambam calls something divrei so. Where else does the Rambam say something divrei so from where there's a whole hak? What does he mean? Kedusha kesef. Kedusha kesef. And then the kesef mish says, of course, the word divrei so, that which the Rambam calls kedusha kesef divrei so, doesn't mean that's only the Rabbanon. It means it's d'oraisa, but it's d'oraisa is learned from a gzeira shava, from kechel kechel mistei Ephraim, and anything that you learn out from one of the Yidgal Midos is called divrei sofra, but really it's d'oraisa. So if that's the case, then the Rambam would also be paskening that malacha on chol moed is nisa d'oraisa. Except, 3 words before that, he says, ha'osa ba malacha makanos ha'makas mardus v'pnei she yisuro mi divrei sofra. So he clearly says it's makas mardus. So clearly he can't be holding his daraisa. That sounds like it's only the Rabbanan if he says makas mardus. However, some of the Achronim, the Keren Ora, says that if you look in the Perush HaMishnayis of the Rambam, he taka does have a lashon that's mashma that it's midaraisa, because he says it's also milat mishum kabbalah. What is the word kabbalah? What ba kabbalah is? What is it? Hakabah hakabal kichol shamayid aser b'asiyas malach. What does Kabbalah mean in Divrei HaRambam? Kabbalah means halach l'moshe m'Sinai. So there are those who suggest in the Rambam, even though in the Yad it sounds like maybe it's Machas Mardus, but in the Perush HaMishnayis it sounds like it's halach l'moshe m'Sinai. He uses the word Divrei Sofrim, which sounds like it's one of the Yigal Midos. So the Rambam's Shita is very difficult to ascertain what the Rambam himself really holds. One of the challenges that will be to the simple reading of the Gemara, which sounds like it's Daraisa, give me 1 minute and then I'll. The simple reading of the Gemara, like I said, quote Psukim, great Psukim, you have a pasuk that says don't do malach for 7 days, it's you can't have more of a first than that. Rabbi Natan, though, on that Gemara Chagiga, I think it's a long tosis, Chagiga Yitches, says, wait a second. How in the world can you tell me that the Issa Malacha is indeed D'oraisa? First of all, as we're going to... Yes, I'll tell you the few questions on Avinu Tam is. Avinu Tam says, how many aliyahs are there on Chol HaMoed? 4 aliyahs to the Torah. And how many there are on Yom Tov? 5 aliyahs to the Torah. Why is there a difference? Clearly, because Chol HaMoed is not Yom Tov. So we see from the Mishnah that it makes that distinction between 4 and 5, each one parallel to the level of Kedusha, so it's a lower level of Kedusha, so it's not going to be the same. How could you say it's the same gather of Isser Malacha on Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed if it's a lower level of Kedusha that has fewer aliyahs, asks Rabbi Natan. Secondly, I think it's probably the strongest question, at least in Lamed, in Svara, is we're going to discuss in a minute a number of heterim. I'll give you one heter for Malacha. One heter is Davar Ha'aved. If something's an Issa Daraisa, where is there room to say, oh, but if it costs a lot of money, you can violate this and that? Did you ever hear that about Shabbos? Like, you know, but if it's a really good whatever, then you could... Yantif, any Issa that no one ever says, you know, if McDonald's is really a lot cheaper, then, you know, you're allowed to buy... Okay, maybe that's Minyas Ravach, however you want to learn it, but if something's... Where's their room? And we're going to see a number of other kulas in the din of Chol HaMoed. And all of these kulas are only nitan lehe omer when you're in the realm of the Rabbanans. Again, Davar Ha'aved, Tzorchei Rabim. Tzorchei Rabim, we're going to get the parameters a little at the end of this year, but Tzorchei Rabim is mutter on Chol HaMoed. If Tzorchei Rabim, if something isn't the rice, the fact that Tzorchei Rabim should make it mutter. How can it be? So therefore, Rabbi Natan says it doesn't work in the halachos. The fact that you have these halachos, which are clearly drabanan, it must also not be daraisa. And finally, says Rabbi Natan, we have a lashon of the Yerushalmi. Lashon of the Yerushalmi, when the Yerushalmi is describing the Issa Malacha on Chol HaMoed, the Yerushalmi has a lashon like this. Why did Hashem make Malachas Asr on Chol HaMoed? Listen to what the Yerushalmi says. Klum asru malacha ela lecho v'lilmo Torah. Why is there an issa malacha lecho v'lilmo Torah? But that's not the point. The point is the lashon of the Yerushalmi. Klum asru lasos malacha ela lilmo. What's asru? Asru means chazak, chachamim. So therefore, Tosaf says it's meduk in the Yerushalmi that it's only an issa derabanan, and that's going to be the issa of Chol HaMoed and malacha only going to be an issa derabanan. So how do we pass it? So So there's a, and it's very important, because why is it important to know whether Chol Moed is going to be in this in the Rabbanu Daraisa? First of all, Suffolk, exactly. If it's going to be a Suffolk, a Shaila, a Suffolk in the Halachos, then we'd only be make of his Taka the Rabbanan. What's another reason why it would be important to know whether it's the Raisa the Rabbanan? If you could tell a guy to do Malacha on Chol Moed, because if it's a Shvus to Shvus, Malkam Mitzvah, if there's going to be a Malkam Mitzvah, so then you'd have a head of Shvus to Shvus Malkam Mitzvah. If it's Daraisa, so telling a guy to do an Issa Daraisa won't help you. Thirdly, that might be the shaila of whether or not tefillin is going to be worn on Chol Moed or not worn on Chol Moed. Because why don't we wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif? Because we have the os. What's the os of Shabbos and Yontif? It's not this like the aura that surrounds us on Shabbos and Yontif. It's the Issa Malacha is the os. So if on Shabbos and Yontif we have an Issa Malacha, we don't need the os of tefillin. Chol Moed, what on a Doraisa level, do we have an Issa Malacha? We do not have an Issa Malacha. If we hold as an Issa Doraisa of Malacha on Chol Moed, you have an Os. The Os is the Issa Malacha Doraisa. You don't need the Os Doraisa of Tefillin. If we assume that the Issa Malacha is only Drabbanan, then there's no Os on a Doraisa level of Issa Malacha, and therefore Tefillin would have to be the Os that we have to have our Shnei Osos. And therefore, the question if Tefillin should be worn or not, Tosas and Malikot and Yates says, that will be totally on this shaila, whether malacha on Chol Moed is daraisa or derabanan. So Rabbosai, I'm sure you all came into shir knowing confidently that malacha on Chol Moed is derabanan, right? Okay, we're open up a Beir Halacha, Rabbosai, Simin Tav Kuf Lamed, and it's a very long Beir Halacha, Tav Kuf Lamed, and there the Shulchan, the Chafetz Chaim goes through all the shittos of the Rishonim. Approximately, again, I don't know if I when I you know I haven't seen this recently inside, but approximately he goes through about 24 shittas in the Rishonim, and guess what? It's 12 on 12. It's 12 on 12. So that means Rabbosai, we're dealing with a very very serious issue that people don't realize. Certainly, your Balabatim won't realize how serious it is. They just assume it's a day off from work for some, certainly for the kids and. And then, we'll do as you please. But we have to realize that halacha l'maisa, it's a gigantic, raging machlokas. Machlokas hashakal, whether isa malacha on Chol Moed is daraisa derabanan. But before we take any questions, we have to clarify one point. That point that Rabbeinu Tam asked, how in the world is it possible that you have these kinds of funny distinctions? Tzorech mitzvah, financial concern of Davar HaAved, if it's Daraisa, where's room for such Svaras Lahaka? Where's room for that? The answer to that is Mash in the Gemara Chagiga Yud Ches, and the Sefer HaChinuch says it's Mefurish when he talks about Shin Chaf Gimel, Mitzvah Shin Chaf Gimel in the Sefer HaChinuch, says, based on the Gemara, that there are some mitzvos that are completely Daraisa, but Masran HaKasav L'Chachamim to be magdir, the parameters of that Issa D'Araisa. So that means, Chazal, yes, the Svara of Davar HaAved or Tzerche Rabim and the like, those are Svaras D'Rabbanan. But those were the parameters that Chazal gave to define the Issa D'Araisa. What happens if I do a Malacha that doesn't have the Heter Chazal? Then I violate an Issa D'Araisa of Malacha. It's Mamash an Issa D'Araisa. It's a bona fide Issa D'Araisa. It happens to be that the way the Isurim Daraisa were decided, what is the Isurim Daraisa? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu Masra HaKasav HaChachamim, already Chazal says that, make that point in Chagiga, and the Sefer HaChinuch says explicitly that this is the way that even if you hold this in Isurim Daraisa, it's still these are the parameters are in the hands of Chazal. Which brings us to the final point of this introductory section, which is that because it's sort of Masra HaKasav HaChachamim, it's very hard for there to be hard and fast rules. Meaning there are going to be a lot of exceptions, and you can't be medama milsa milsa. There's a chazal that says that hilchos Chol Moed are kehilchos hakusim. The kusim, we're not really sure what they keep, what they don't keep. Whatever they keep well. Whatever they don't keep at all. But we don't know what they keep. So the halachos of Chol Moed are similar. It's not like it's you can't really say that, oh, we could learn out from this chazal, this would be mutter, from that chazal, that would be mutter. Whatever, Chazal just said different things. And you have to, we have to know all the different things that Chazal said about what's going to be mutter, what's going to be asur. It's not as much, there might be some things that are chidush and that I would have thought that it should be okay and it's not okay. Or things that I think would have been a problem that Chazal say it's okay because it's a different genre of being asur. The way that this idea of masur al kasur lechacham. Okay, somebody had a question. Five different shitas, what the pasuk is.
Right,
they're all five shitas of sources in Chumash. What is the Issa
d'Oraisa? Do you only mention three?
I only mentioned three or four, yeah. I didn't mention all of them. Some of them are just a little just more involved. Okay. But you still got a taste of what they are. Now, what I'd like to do now, second part of the shir, is talk about these heterim that we're speaking of. If it's Darabana, so of course these are the heterim of Chazal. If it's Daraisa, then still we're going to say these are the heterim of the Masna Kasul HaChachamim, and then we'll try to figure out why, once we know what the heterim are, we'll try to figure out why Chachamim chose these parameters that will help us maybe even Chapsunach Kaminas LaHalacha. Number one, Mishnah Moed Katan, the first Mishnah Moed Katan, says, Mashkin Beis Hashlachin B'moed. You're allowed to water your Beis HaShlach. Beis HaShlachim is a sod that Rashi says that's on the side of a mountain, and if you don't water it regularly, it doesn't have any other irrigation source, and if you don't water it, so you're going to have a Hefsid Gadol. So, Hefsid Gadol, that's number one. Davar HaAved, that's Heter number one. What is the parameters of Davar HaAved? If it's something a little bit of a loss, is that enough? No, you might need a Hefsid Gadol. So that's, again, we're not going to give numbers right now, but keep in mind what we're going to use the heter of hefsid of davar haaved. So let's think, for example, if a person has a leak during Chol Hamoed, are they allowed to fix the leak? So it's definitely a malacha. The plumber is going to come. It's definitely a malacha. It's even going to be a malachas uman, not just a malachas hedya, which we'll soon distinguish between. However, here, because if there's a davar ha'aved at risk, so I'm allowed to do the davar ha'aved. Let's talk about another davar ha'aved, very practical. We didn't get to the issur prakmatia yet, but there's got to be an issur called an issur prakmatia, which again is not malacha, because it's prakmatia, it's commerce as opposed to valuing one of the lamates malachos. But let's say you have a store or a service, and your service is not available twice a year for 8 days. So if you're in any serious industry, and you just tell your clients, I'm sorry, you know, we have a law firm, and any deals, we won't answer our phones, we won't, you know, you could have your deals, you could have your deadlines, but these 8 days a year, twice a year, we're just off limits. So what's going to happen to your client base? You're going to lose your client base. If you have a store that there's a competition all around, yeah, you sell fidget spinners, and there are fidget spinner stores all around you. So if you don't have, if you're not available to get the fidget spinners at your store, for 8 days, you can lose your clientele who buy fidget spinners by you. So Mamela, that would also be a davar ha'aved, and that might be a heter. However, if something's just a menias revach, that's not considered a davar ha'aved, and of course would not have the kula of davar ha'aved. Why is it that davar ha'aved is mutter? Meaning, if we assume that it's drabanan, or if we assume that it's masra kasla chacham and chacham are setting the parameters, either way, chacham are deciding that if it's done as davar ha'aved, it's going to be mutter. So why do they make this heter that we don't find in other mitzvahs, isurim necessarily? So it's a very important ritva in Moed Katan Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Says the ritva, Isur melachos b'moed is that you shouldn't be tareach, shelo lemait b'simchas haregel. The goal is we want you to be happy on Yantif. What's going to happen if you know that you're suffering some loss? Your field is, you have a $250,000 field, and it's just getting worse and worse every day. Every more day of Yantif, your field gets more and more devalued. So are you going to like Yantif, or are you going to hate Yantif? You're going to hate Yantif. So therefore, Chazal don't want you to hate Yantif. So therefore, they're going to be matir anything that's litzot. Oh, You want to go to Hershey Park. Why? Because going to Hershey Park makes you like Yontif. So Chazal want you to like Yontif, so they're going to have to say, again, there's no, if we assume that it's Derabban, or if we assume it's Masra Kazal Chacham, the goal, there has to be a goal that is in Chazal's mind. What's their goal? Whatever it is that they want to get transformed these days to achieve a certain Suras Hayom, whatever will help them achieve this Suras Hayom that's in their mind, which we'll have to figure out shortly, will be what they permit. Whatever they feel will detract from the Tzuras Hayom that they want you to have, they will aser. So therefore, something that's a tircha, something that's malacha, tircha, they're going to aser. However, if it's something that will, if you have a davar ha'aved, you're going to be very sad if you have a davar ha'aved. You're not going to be able to have the simcha of yom that they want you to have, which is one of the goals of the yom. So mela, they will make it mut if it's davar ha'aved. They'll make a mutter to have it, Tzorech HaMoi, because again, Tzorech HaMoi enables you to have a nicer time. Going to Hershey Park makes you have a nicer yontif. Another one of the hetayim, which we won't really discuss at length, it's less than okay nowadays, Poel ve'en lo mayochal. Such a person who's so poor that he doesn't have food for the day, so is he happier that he can't go to work, or is he miserable that since he can't go to work, he's not going to be able to buy dinner for his children? So such a person has a hetter malach and gansen. What do you mean? But is this an awesome malach? No, the answer is the whole goal that Chazal wanted you to have is a day that you're sameach, that you're not tarud. So mamela, if that's going to enable you, sometimes it's sort of like studying on Shabbos. Are you allowed to study on Shabbos? People ask me the question all the time. Are you allowed to study on Shabbos? The answer is, if you're going to be tarud and frustrated and anxious because you can't study on Shabbos, the answer is that you're allowed to study on Shabbos. Not because you're allowed to study for Monday's exam on Shabbos, but because if you don't study for Monday's exam on Shabbos, you're going to be anxious and sad on Shabbos. So that's the same kind of svara. Paul fein lo mayochal davar aved. Chazal wanted us to be happy. Chazal wanted us to be calm, and all those things that will shter that calmness. Therefore, they had to make these engineer these heterim into the iser malacha.
Why would it apply for Shabbos?
What?
The whole point is like...
No, Shabbos is different. Shabbos is, the parameters of Malach on Shabbos is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gives Lama Tess Malachas.
What? I'm sorry?
You say about
studying on Shabbos because you say the same idea, but Shabbos would be more Muhammad because it's Dereisen.
Yeah, there's no Malacha by opening a history book on Shabbos. It's not a Malacha. So it's not a Malacha. It's Hachana. But if you're doing it so that you alleviate your anxiety today, that makes it not hachana. They're not being meichan from Monday. I want to alleviate my anxiety for today. I know Rabbi Reese has. I've heard him say before, and he gives this bracha. He says he was mekabel on himself never to study on Shabbos. He said, "Give you a bracha, you should all get into Yale Law School like I did without ever studying on Shabbos." So that's what I'm not saying you should, but if somebody comes to you and they're all nervous, so that is the bottom line. Obviously, it's better to avoid. So there's a Ravya, a very beautiful Ravya that adds a twist to this. Until we just talked about the Ritva mentioned that there's a Simcha that Chazal wanted you to have, and therefore all these things that could facilitate you being more Sameach and avoiding Tzar from Davar Aved, allowing the Tzorech HaMoed, allowing the Poel who Elo Malechol. The Ravya says something added that again gets to this, what I'm trying to. The point I'm trying to make is that Chazal had a day that at Suras Hayom they wanted to create, and based on that Suras Hayom, they built the halachos to get to achieve that Suras Hayom that they had in their minds of creating. So says the Rav Yoh, that Chazal wanted you to be happy and yontif, umitoch simcha noach lo lilmod ulahavin behochas haregel. Meaning, it's not even that simcha is the goal. The goal is really that you should be able to sit and learn on yontif. So Rav Yoh, it's not, whatever. So the goal is that you should write, I think the Yishami says, Lonetim Yom Tov Yisrael Ella Lecho Lissos Lassu B'Torah, something like that, Lassu B'Torah. So they wanted to do things that will enable you to be calmed so that you won't have things on your mind, so that you will be panui Lomod Ulahavin in learning. So that's also part of the Tzuras Hayom that they wanted to create by setting up this format of Issa. We have to raise one question, which is a long discussion among the Achronim, which has two sister questions. They're really flip side questions, two sides of the coin. Are you allowed to turn on a light, Shalom Tzarach Hayom, on Chol Hamoed? Let me present the question how it is presented, Halacha L'maisa. On Friday night, what do you do with the lights in the dining room when you go to sleep? On a regular Friday night, what do you do with the lights in the dining room when you go to sleep? You leave them on, right? On Chol Hamoed, what do you do with the nights in the dining room when you go to sleep? You turn it off? Why? Is it a Dabar HaAved? I don't think that 3 cents an hour, especially with LED lights, constitutes a Dabar HaAved. There's no Tzarech HaMoed because you don't have any Tzarech for turning off the lights. You're about to go upstairs to your bedroom. It's not a Paul Ve'en Lomayocha. What hetzer do you have to turn off the lights? It's a Malacha Daraisa, let's say. It's not really Daraisa. Let's say there would be some Malacha Daraisa. You turn off the flame, or again, avoiding security, health, safety issues. What's the hetzer to turn off the lights at night, every night of Chol HaMoed, before you go to bed? They're not going to bother you. You're upstairs in this dining room, yeah? It's not a high energy bill. We have LED lighting all over. $0.12 a night. 12 cents is not enough to. Yeah, LEDs are mamish. The answer is that none of these stars are going to work. The answer is that maybe it's taka aser. Maybe there are those shooters who taka say you're not allowed to turn it off because there is no heter that we've mentioned. But maybe the Isser of Malacha on Yontif is not an Isser of Lamed Tes Malachas, it's an Isser of Tircha. Tircha. Let me give you an example. Are you allowed to move from Dira to Dira within the Erev, within the same Chatzer, on Chol HaMoed?
Because of the Isser of Lefanos
Chatzer. Not Mechatzer, Lechatzer, within the same Chatzer. So it's a first mission that you're not allowed to move. You're not allowed to move. You're not allowed to move furniture from house to house. Even if it's in the same chutz, there's no issue of carrying, no issue of hatzah. You're not allowed to move. Why? What's the isser? There's none of the law of test malachas. It's only an isser of tircha. So you see from that the gather of chazal might be not a gather of law of test malachos, but a gather of tircha. On the other hand, you could have the opposite side. What happens if you have something that's what I just told you, that's flipping on a light, doesn't have tircha, but it is a malacha. You could have the opposite, you could have something that's no malacha, but is no, something that's no, that is a malacha, but not tircha, something that's not a malacha, but is tircha. Which one of those is that which Chazal asserted? I'll give you a good maramakon. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that there's a minhag, by the way, when a person goes to the Beis HaKvaros, when they leave the Beis HaKvaros, they rip some grass and throw it over the shoulder. So minhag that's brought down. Says the Shulchan Aruch, in Erev Chol Hamoed, when a person goes to the Beis HaKvaros, they're not supposed to ein litlosh asavim b'chol hamoed like they do in the week. Now, is going bending down and ripping a few blades of grass, is that a tircha? But it is a malacha. According to this Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like what should be the halacha of flipping off a light or flipping on a light for no reason? It should taka b'yaser. To flip off the lights for no reason. Because the malacha, even though there's no tircha. This question, I don't want to get into, I'm not ready, I'm not holding it enough to give, you know, when Rabbi Adler gives the shir that he usually gives this time of year, the Erev Pesach, but he wasn't able to give this year, so that's why I'm trying to do it instead. When he gives the shir, he goes b'arichos into the sugya, what the raya is to prove whether the isser is the tircha shabo or the malacha shabo, and the nafkaminas are. Exactly as I told you, flipping off lights, and there's a fellow in the neighborhood in Five Towns who walks around to all the rabbanim asking them this question: why are you allowed to turn off lights during Chol HaMoed? It happens to me. I think the Chazon Ish holds you not allowed to. Another question: are you allowed to walk outside where there's no Erev with a tissue in your pocket on Chol HaMoed? Let me be more specific. We're going to say you're allowed to go to Hershey Park. Let's not talk about Hershey Park. Maybe they have a fence. You're going to go on a hike with your family. You're going to hike up some mountain somewhere. And you have a tissue in your pocket. There's no Erev there. So is that mutter or not? Is that tissue Litzarach Yontif? No. You I don't know. It's a used tissue that you had in your pants from last week, from 2 weeks ago. It just happened to be in your pocket. So is that hotzah? Shalom. It's not hotzah of yantif. So you say it's not a tilcha. It's not a tilcha, but it's a malacha. It's a malacha of the rice of hotzah. It's a kamalist. I'm sorry. So this shaila is not, we're not going to talk about it, but I want you to at least be aware that this is a shaila. If there's an iser, even if there's no tircha, but there is a malacha, or if there's no malacha, but there is tircha, this is the diyud in the achronim that you might want to do further research on. Fine. Let's move a little bit more into the what are the things, taka, the way every set of halachas has its own structure. When we learned Hilchas Yichud in the first week or two of the year, I pointed out that Yichud is Aser, and then there are six Heterim. There's a Heter called Baila Be'ir, there's a Heter called Shomer, there's a Heter called Pesach Pesach Lushas Arabim. That's the structure of the Issus. Aser, but six Heterim. When it comes to Chol HaMoed, it's a similarly structured genre, a similarly structured set of halachas. There's an Issur of Malacha. What is that Isser? We sort of present it. Is it Dereis? Is it Derabanan? Is it an Isser Tirch? Is it Malacha? And then you have a list of four and a half heterim that Chazal made to allow scenarios where Malacha is permitted. Let's go through that. Let's now focus on that, on what are the Malachas that are permitted in various circumstances by Chazal. So number one is Davar HaAved. Davar HaAved. Now when it comes to Davar HaAved, let's talk about this for 12 seconds. Davar HaAved is going to be Mutter, even if it's a Maisa Uma. Why am I telling you this? Because we're going to get to something else in 20 seconds, and I'm going to tell you that it's Asr if it's going to be Maisa Uma. Davar HaAved, if the Heta that you're working with, the reason to allow you, the guy comes to you and says, Rabbi, there's a leak in my ceiling, can I call the plumber or the electrician? That's definitely an Uman. So if the leak is causing damage, the answer is going to be yes. If the leak is not, if there's no leak, he just wants to fix it, the answer is going to be absolutely not. There's no davar aved, and of course, the malachas uman will be aser. Dimension suffix davar aved?
No.
Okay. What would be the din if you're not sure something's a davar aved? Suffix davar aved. So I don't want to get into suffix if that the whole malacha is just a darabon and it's a suffix and a darabon. There's a difference for it. You remember we had that ritva earlier, and the ritva said, what's the whole reason why Chachamim made all these things, or what's the Masrana Kaza Chacham, why Chachamim set up these parameters? The Ritva told us that the whole reason was because they wanted, because Chazal wanted it, is set up a kind of Tzuras Hayom. With Tzuras Hayom, it's Mali Simcha. Let me ask you a question. Let's say you have a leak, and if you know it's going to ruin your house, it's definitely mutter to call the plumber. But the situation is that it might be ruining your house. So how do you feel inside? You might be losing $100,000 today. You might not, but you might be. So equally, it's the same svara. Davar HaAved doesn't have to be mashma davar HaAved. The whole point of the davar HaAved is that it's going to shter your simchas yantif. So the suffix davar HaAved is equally going to shter your simchas yantif. So therefore, even if we might assume that the iser is an iser daraisa, you still might have a heter for a suffix davar HaAved, because the whole heter of davar HaAved is because it's shter your simchas yantif, and a suffix davar HaAved equally will take away your simchas hayomtiv. Fine, that was davar HaAved. Let's go to the next heter, which is a little bit more specified. Tzorach yomtiv. Tzorach yomtiv. Tzorach yomtiv, what are you allowed to do? Tzorach hamoed. So tzorach hamoed does not allow you to do whatever you want. Tzorach hamoed allows you to do a maisa hedyot. Tzorach hayomtiv allows you to do a maisa hedyot. Therefore, let's talk about an example of a maisa hedyot. I want to go to Hershey Park on Yontif. That's Simchas Yontif for me. That's Tzorach Yontif. Am I allowed to fix my flat tire? A flat tire on Chol HaMoed. Am I allowed to fix it? Well, I had a broken transmission. Am I allowed to fix it? So let's think. Well, is a flat tire a Maisa Hedyot or a Maisa Uman? Flat tire, let's assume, is a Maisa Hedyot. You're allowed to fix a flat tire to go to Hershey Park. A broken transmission, could you fix it to go to Hershey Park? The answer is absolutely not. Because since the heter is davar ha'avid, since the heter is tzorach hayamtiv, tzorach moed is only mutter if it's the ma'isa hedyot, but if ma'isa uman, like fixing a transmission, which you need a professional mechanic to do, that's taka, gonna be aser. And therefore you won't be able to go to Hershey Park, but you love Hershey Park. I'm sorry, you can't do a ma'isa uman, even though you do want to go to Hershey Park. I'll say it again. Tzara, the heter tzarech moed is only for a maisa hedyot. Period. Anything that's a maisa uman is not within the parameters of tzarech moed. Well, we said 5 minutes ago that if there's a heter called davar ha'aved, that davar ha'aved heter you have even if it is a maisa uman. So you could call an electrician to, if say you're getting short circuits throughout your house, you have a leak that's ruining your house, so you have to call the plumber to solve your davar ha'aved, then you could call Maisa Uman. But if you want to go to Hershey Park, you can't call a mechanic to fix your transmission. Because that's a Malachas Uman, and the heter that you're working with is not davar ha'aved here, but Tzarech HaMoed. Do you have a question? Okay. There is... What, yeah?
So the horror, imagine bringing a pickup truck and hooking it up to a pickup truck and bringing it back to your house should be something that not everybody knows how to do. So if your car breaks down on the road, you can't fix the transmission yourself even if you know how to do it, but you can still call the...
Well, that would be davar ha'aved. To leave your car on the side of the road, you'd have to have davar ha'aved, and then you could call... Yeah. Right, let's say you get your transmission breaks, it's not in your house, but your transmission breaks on the side of the highway.
Exactly.
So then, maybe you would, then the heter, right, the heter is, what are you going to do? You're going to hire an Uber for $170 to drive you home from Asbury Park, wherever you are, so that's going to be davar ha'aved, and you therefore have a heter to call a mechanic to fix your car. If the car is in your house or at the mechanic, and you want to take it so that you could go to Hershey Park, so it's not to save them, it's not because of davar ha'aved here, it's because of tzarech ha'moed, then it would be awesome. So it's right, thank you for pointing that out. You have fixing the transmission, depending on your motivation and the situation, will either be motorized based on the situation. Yeah.
Would davar ha'aved be asking a mechanic to do it if you want to do it yourself?
Even if you're a mechanic, it's asr. Even if you're a mechanic, it's asr. You're a mechanic, it's asr to do a ma'aseh uman. You can't do professional work. Yeah.
Even
if davar ha'aved, then either you or a mechanic could do it.
But just paying someone else doesn't count as davar ha'aved, even if it's a lot of money to pay a mechanic.
I don't understand the situation.
I'm a mechanic, my car breaks down, so do I have to pay someone else to do it? Does paying someone else to do it count as davar ha'aved?
What do you want to do?
Fix my car.
Where are you?
In another road.
So it's going to be. So you're saying maybe it's not a davar ha'aved, you could have done it yourself?
Then it wouldn't be davar ha'aved if you have to pay lots of money to get a mechanic.
But you could do it yourself, so maybe it should be davar ha'aved. I don't know. Yeah, good question. Yes.
You're saying that if your car breaks down on the highway, your motivation is to go to Hershey Park, and then it's going to be an issue.
No, if your car breaks down on the highway, your motivation to fix transmission is not to get to Hershey Park. It's because you don't want to have to take an Uber for $170 to get either to Hershey Park or home.
Right.
So then it's a davar ha'aved that wants you to fix the transmission. If your car is in your driveway, and you want to fix the transmission so you could go to Hershey Park, then it's for Tzarech HaMoed. Tzarech HaMoed is Aser to do a Maisa Uman. Okay? Now we're going to say there's another type of Tzarech HaMoed. And this Tzarech HaMoed is a higher level of Tzarech HaMoed that will permit even a Malachas Uman. Have any of you ever gone to a hotel for Pesach, even for one meal, and you see there's this incredibly beautiful pastry cake that's like the fondant is all it looks like I don't know who knows what, and there's beautiful flowers and the cherries on top, and it looks like it's beautifully done by a professional pastry chef. So is the pastry chef allowed to do that on Shabbos? On Chol HaMoed, I'm sorry.
It's
Tzarech HaMoed. Tzarech HaMoed, Ma'aseh Uman should be asur. So now we're going to get to the next step. There's another kind of Tzarech HaMoed, which is a higher level of Tzarech HaMoed, and that's Tzarech HaMoed of Ochel Nefesh. Tzarech HaMoed of Ochel Nefesh, there, even though it's a Tzarech HaMoed, but it's an Ochel Nefesh Dikah Tzarech HaMoed, there's a heter for a Ma'aseh Uman. So therefore, a pastry chef can create the most incredible, professional, Uman Dikah pastries in the world, because it's for Ochel Nefesh. Now, the question is that only food? So therefore, when it comes to cooking, you could make any professional cooking thing or food situation, and that will be permitted because it's not just Tzarech HaMoed, it's Tzarech HaMoed of Ochel Nefesh. With that in mind, let's think about the following shaila. Let me rephrase that. There's a Mishnah in Marikata. A Mishnah says that a woman is allowed to... What's the isra of makeup on Shabbos, by the way? It's going to sound funny, but it's very simple. What? M'machek? If it's lipstick, it might be m'machek, but there's not a rouge or other things or not. Yes, so yeah, painting. Yes, painting. You take color, you blush, you put it on your face, that's painting. What else? You take a pencil and eyeliner, that's kosev. Maybe it's not kosev, soveya, it's kosev. So it's a malacha, it's a real malacha. So the Mishnah says in Moed Katan that on Chol Hamoed it is mutter for a woman to fashpitz and faputz, I don't know if there's a real Yiddish word, to fashpitz herself, to do all the cosmetics profession. You could go to a cosmetician, cosmetologist, whatever they're called, and get a full workup, cosmetic workup. Why? It's Maisa Uman. So based on what we said a minute ago, Maisa Uman is mutter for Ochel Nefesh. You see from this Mishnah that the parameters of Ochel Nefesh don't only apply to food, it also applies to anything that relates to the guf. So what we just did is we now said there are three levels. The lowest level is Tzarech HaMoed, Stam, there's an Isser of Maisa Uman. If it's Maisa Uman, higher level, if it's a Tzarech HaMoed for Ochel Nefesh, it's going to be mutter to have a Maisa Uman. And now we're extending that Heter Ochel Nefesh not only to apply to food, but also to apply to anything that relates to the guf. And therefore, that's why the Mishnah in Moed Katan says that a woman's allowed to have a professional cosmetic job done on her, because that's an extension of the heter of Ochel Nefesh, heter of Tzarech HaMoed. Now let me give you some other extensions that would be equivalent to the makeup. Let's say your glasses break. So you need an Uman to fix your glasses. Can you go to the optometrist to have your glasses fixed? Well, it's Melechas Uman. If we would say it's just a Tzarech HaMoed because you want to see, that would not qualify to have a Maisa Uman fix your glasses. However, since here it's a Tzarech HaGuf, yes, seeing is a Tzarech HaGuf, you can't operate normally without your glasses, that's a Tzarech HaGuf. That head to that the Mishnah told you for cosmetics would be the same head that you have for Ochel Nefesh, and therefore the extension of Ochel Nefesh, let me give you one more example, and therefore would be permitted to go to the optometrist to fix your glasses, even with a Maisa Uman, because it's an extension of Tzarech HaMoed Ochel Nefesh. Another example, let's say the security system, again, assuming that it's real, you really need your security, your alarm is ringing, and it's ringing, and if you don't turn it off, it's going to ring for the next 6 days of Yom Tov. What's the heter? Because your neighbors are going to shoot you? No, it's Tzarech HaMoed, because you don't want the ringing. But Tzarech HaMoed doesn't allow you to call a professional. Oh, but since the ringing is annoying, that's going to be this extension of Ochel Nefesh. It's an Ochel Nefesh that's Tzarech HaGuf, and therefore we'll be permitted to call the alarm guy to do whatever he has to do with the alarm, even though it's a Maisa Uman, I'm sorry, even though it is a Maisa Uman, but it'll be mutter because it's a Tzarech HaGuf. Another example. Let's say you're in an apartment with one bathroom, and you have four people in an apartment, fiancé with one bathroom. So, if your bathroom, there's no hefsid, the bathroom it's clogged and you can't unclog it. You can't unclog it. You have to call a sewage guy to unclog it. There's no hefsid, nothing's going to break, there's no leak. However, if there are people who can't go to the bathroom, that might not be Ochel Nefesh, but that's Tzarechei HaGuf, which is the extension of Ochel Nefesh. And therefore, if you have five bathrooms in the house and one is clogged, if it's smelly, so then you have the heter of Tzarech HaGuf. If it's not smelly, close that bathroom, put some tape on it, close that door, and you use the other three or four bathrooms in the house. And there's no heter to call the sewage guy. If there's only the one bathroom, or there's two bathrooms, and you have 15 people in a house, so it's vital, it's necessary for Tzarech HaGuf, that will have a heter even to call, even though the heter is only Tzarech HaMoed. However, since it's Tzarech HaGuf, it will be permitted even to call an Uman to fix it. Yeah.
The Mishnah is not here putting on makeup.
Yes. So even a Maisa Uman.
Oh, it says.
Yeah.
Based on that, like what you were saying before about glasses that you need for your book, what if you also use contacts? You have another way to see. does that mean that
if it's, if you want to use glasses, I don't know. It's harder.
Because it's a similar comparison to like using the other bathroom.
Watch perfect.
Just say that you use contacts.
It depends on the person, I guess, how uncomfortable they would be. If they feel they look bad, so that would be the same as cosmetics. If you look bad, if a girl always likes to, whenever she goes out of the house, she likes to wear her contacts. The only other house she wears a glass, when she goes out, she likes to wear contacts when she's out on the street. So that would be a heter. You know, if you couldn't care less, it just, whatever you wake up, whatever happens to come to your head first, your contacts, your glasses.
You didn't like how you look in contacts, you mean? That's what you're saying?
Either way, if you were doing it because how you look, it would be the same as cosmetics. Yeah.
How did we get from Maisuman to somebody calling someone to do Maisuman?
Okay, whatever malacha is also for you to do is equally also for you to tell somebody else to do. So there's no heter of like amir l'nachri. Like if something's also to do on Shabbos is an iser in the maisa. So I'm not going to do the maisa. I'll ask him to turn on the light for me. I'll ask him to do this malacha for me. So that's a discussion you can have when it comes to Shabbos. On Chol HaMoed, you don't have that. It sounds, you know, it's more chomer, it's more chomer. It's a different parameter. You're not allowed to have this maisa done. If a maisa uman is aser, it doesn't matter whether you're the uman or the guy's the uman. It's still going to be aser. Right? Same thing with people ask me all the time. This shayla comes up every yontif at least 3 times. I want to do laundry on Chol HaMoed, but the non-Jewish cleaning lady is going to put it in the washing machine, not me. If it's mutter, then you can put it in. If it's not mutter to do washes on yontif, then the fact that she's doing it, because it's not an issur in the malacha, it's not an issur in the maisa, it's an issur in washing being done under your supervision, if you want to say it like that. Yeah.
Could be really important for like shvus concerns, though. Like a lot of things that would normally be.
If something's anyway shvus to shvus, it's mutter even, that might be a different situation.
You're saying there's a second
twist
involved, you're
saying? Yeah. Again, I'm not saying yes, but yeah. I'm saying it would be more complicated, yeah.
Maybe I missed what I was saying earlier, but couldn't you take, for example, let's say you had, like you only had 4 white shirts, and for some reason they got all dirty on the first days of Yontif, you need white shirts for the end days of Yontif, you argue that Sarf Ochel Nefesh, because in the way that people eat their meals on Yontif, the way that people dress on Yontif.
Yeah, you're asking an interesting question. If we assume that there's an isser of kvisa, of malacha of kvisa, so if it's tzorach hayontif, kvisa should be mutter. The problem is, that might not be the isser of kvisa. Same thing with shaving. You shaved erev yontif. And now, guess what? It's 5 days later, I need to shave again. It's tzorach yontif, right? Why is there no heter? Why is there asur shem on shechol moed? Again, putting the modern day situation that people might shave every day, and Moshe has a kula b'shas tzorech gadol, and Soloveitchik has more makel, to consider it just not like the tiglachas of old. So, some people bring why is shaving asur on Yom Tov? It's not because it's an isur giluach. It's an isur drabanan that Chachamim realized that if we're going to allow you to shave on Yontif, if we're going to allow you to get to spars on Yontif, and if we're going to allow you to wash your clothing on Yontif, what are you going to do in Erev Yontif? You'll go to work, because you know that on Tuesday, on Monday, you could do all of your washes and get your haircuts and shave. So therefore, Chacham said, no, we're not going to let you shave, we're not going to let you do your kvisa and your tiglachas on Chol Moed, so that Shalom Yikonais Yontif Menuvel. Oh, by the way, you know what they're going to point out from this point? It sounds like if not for this Isser, Svara that I just told you, Shalo Yikanes Yantif Menuvel, it would be permitted to do a wash or to shave on Yantif, on Chol Moed. Why would it be permitted to shave on Chol Moed? It must be what we just said 3 minutes ago, that it's a Tzorech Hayom for the Guf is going to be mutter. And therefore, theoretically, going getting a haircut should have been mutter l'tzorach yontif, because it would have been a ma'isa uman l'tzorach yontif l'tzorach haguf, and that's why Chacham had to make a new iser that it would be shelo yikanes l'yontif menuvel to encourage to make it asur to do on Chol Moed and encourage you to do it on erev yontif.
Can we repeat that last point?
Yeah, that was a complicated point. The Achronim point out that we have a proof to the concept of extending this heter of Ochel Nefesh, allowing to do even a Maisa Uman, not only to food, but extending it even to Torchei HaGuf. One of the proofs is from the very fact that Chachamim made a Takana D'Rabbanan that you have to, that you can't shave or get a haircut on Yantif, Achal Moed. But the fact that they made that, why did they have to make that Isser? It sounds like if they wouldn't have made that special Isser, Shalo Yikanei Es Yantif Menuvel, it would have been mutter to get a haircut on Chalmoid. Why would it have been mutter to get a haircut on Chalmoid? It's a Maisa Uman. It must be that the Maisa Uman is for cosmetic purposes. Torchei HaGuf, you see from here that the heter of Ochel Nefesh is expanded to include Torchei HaGuf, like not just cosmetics, but also haircuts. And therefore, if they wanted Asa getting a haircut on Chalmoid, they had to give you a different reason to Asa it, because Shalei Kanei Sliyamtev. Minuful, yeah.
Putting your clothes in the washing machine?
His aser.
It's
a hamoy.
Why?
Because you should have done an Erev Yantef. It's a takana drabana.
But let's say you know for sure you're going to be using it just on a moy. It's still aser.
If you want to clean your shirts to use for the last days, you're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to.
Yeah. I mean, if you ask guys that are posting, to say better to go out on Yantef and buy new clothes than to put it into a wash. Okay, that's a whole other shiur. What are the parameters? It's a kvisa on Yantif. These shahs come up to every Rav a few times on Yantif. Chachamim never made their iser on those items. What's the whole reason why it's also to do laundry on Yantif? On Chol Moed. The reason why it's also to do laundry on Yantif is because Chachamim wanted you to make sure you do laundry before Yantif. So you have clean Yantif for the first days. Because if they allow you to do laundry on Chol Moed, you'll end up coming into Chol Yantif the first days with dirty clothes, assuming that you could do the laundry on Chol HaMoed. So therefore they said, we're not going to let you do laundry on Chol HaMoed, so that you will clean your clothes before Yantif. Based on that, what should be the halacha with those clothes, or those items, that even if you would wash them Erev Yantif, they'll still get dirty? What's an example of that? Something that you would wash it Erev Yantif, and they'll still be dirty by Chol HaMoed. Children's clothing, no.
Oh, that's
children's clothing. Right. Children's clothing. You can wear a sock. I know I have friends in Yeshiva who wore socks for weeks and weeks and weeks. Children's clothing. Children, especially if you think of the olden days when they didn't have disposable diapers.
Right.
So, or they roll around, they play. So children's clothing are not in the takana of Issa Kavisa. It's mutter gummer to wash children's clothing.
It's also during Shavuot Shachavah 9 days. It's not also...
I'm not sure. It's mutug. It's not like, oh, there's a special heter b'shas tzor gadol for my kid. No, the Chazal never made it also in the first place. Since the whole point was the shelo yikanes liyamtiv menuvel. So therefore, anything that anyway, even if you would have washed it before yantiv, would anyway have been dirty by chol hamoed. Like, I'll tell you another. I got a shayla last year. There's a lady in my shul who, for some reason, she's called me with this like every chol hamoed. Her cleaning lady has, I guess she uses a lot of rags. They don't use, she just uses a lot of rags, and they all get dirty. I don't really understand what their house looks like, but lots of rags, and they always get dirty. Every 3 days, they have to wash all the rags. So she said, Rabbi, I washed all my rags, and they're all dirty. So that also is mutter to wash on Yantif. If she wanted to wash an undershirt, if she wanted to wash a pair of socks, I wouldn't say yes. But since rags are the same thing, rags are designed to get dirty. A rag is designed to get dirty. So if you washed your rags on Erev Yantif and they got dirty, they were supposed to get dirty, they were planning on getting dirty. So the Shavur is makom with Pachas Hayadayim to wash on Chol HaMoed. Let's point out a fascinating machlokas when we talk about Tzorech HaMoed. We said before that Tzorech HaMoed, if it's not Ochel HaGuf, if it's not Ochel Nefesh, it's not Tzorech HaGuf, which is the extension of Ochel Nefesh, regular Tzorech HaMoed, Maisa Uman is Asr. Listen to this Chakira both sides. Because it's very important enough. Gamina halacha maisa for me every Yantim and probably for you also. I'll tell you the Chakira and then you'll see how important the application is. What's the Maisa Uman? That to do it, you need incredible skill to do this action, or that it looks professional? Nafkamina is, are you allowed to press the print button on your computer on Chol HaMoed? What comes out? A perfectly neat, professionally looking document, signed picture, happy birthday card, or in my case, my notes for my shiurim and drushes for the last day of Yom Tov. Am I allowed to press that print button on Chol HaMoed? This is a machlokas achrona. The shaila was asked years before printers by Polaroid cameras. Polaroid cameras, what are you doing? Do you need to be an umma to press the button on a Polaroid camera? You know what Polaroid cameras are? Okay, thanks, sure. Yeah, there is a 20-year generation gap, not so big, but... there's no ma'isa uman to press the button, but the finished product is a professional-looking picture. So this was machlokas. So Moshe Feinstein said, since your ma'isa is not a ma'isa uman, anyone can press that button, therefore it's not a problem. You're allowed to take a Polaroid picture. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said, no, since it has a professional touch to it, a picture comes out, a professionally done picture comes out, usually you have to take it to the lab and this and that, and it looks like the product, the result is professional looking. That's called the Ma'is Uman. So that same achlokas presumably should apply to printing paper on Chol Moed. Again, typing is less of a problem. If you could type and avoid printing, that would be ideal. If you have to print, then you can get yourself into this. Ramosha says it's okay because pressing a button, you can be a dodo head and press the button. On the other hand, the result that comes out of neatly, you know, Word or Google Docs or whatever you use, makes it look professional, even though you're not a professional. That Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky would say it's a problem. So, and what are we saying? We're saying even if it's Letzorach HaMoed, you want to print out a coupon to go to Hershey Park. Again, coming back to Hershey Park. You want to print out a coupon, $5 off each admission. That's Letzorach HaMoed, right? Is that called Devar Aved? We're not going to do. Let's assume the only issue is Letzorach HaMoed. So, right, because it's a Minyas HaRevach, it's not a... Okay, we'll have to think what if it's Aved or Minyas HaRevach. Minyas HaRevach is not permitted, only Dabar Aved. There's a coupon called Minyas HaRevach, Dabar Aved, not for now. Let's just talk about Tzorach HaMoed. You want to print out a coupon to go to Hershey Park. So pressing the button is meaningless. But the coupon looks professional. In fact, it was professionally designed by the graphic designer at Hershey Park. They did hire a professional graphic designer. So that will be a Machlokas or Moshe. And Yaakov Kamenetsky, if you could print out that coupon. So, I guess you have, if we assume it's Darabanan, so suddenly it's only Darabanan, and it's Machlokas on a Darabanan, we'd be making it. If it's Darabanan, we assume this is Daraisa here, then, so I'm just trying to tell you that you want to be more careful and in printing things on your
Moshe says good.
Moshe says you could take a Polaroid picture. Yaakov Kamenetsky says you cannot take a Polaroid picture. And we're applying that to printers as well. Okay, let's finish up with what about another limitation to the rule of the heter Tzorach HaMoed. Tzorach HaMoed is mutter, but you're not allowed to be. 1 second. Kivin Malachto B'Moed. There's an Israel called B'Mechavin Malachto L'Moed. You're not allowed to specifically arrange that the things that you're going to need to take care of will be done on Yontif. So let's say there's something that needs to be done. It has to be done at some point. Hey, I'm home anyway. I might as well let it be on Yontif. That's called Kivei Malachta B'Moed. That's Aser. Where this comes up often is what about scheduling a dentist appointment or a doctor routine physical exam on Chol HaMoed? Is that going to violate this principle that we're saying of the Isra of Kivei Malachta B'Moed? So...
That assumes, though, that it otherwise would be mutter.
Well, it's a Malachas Uman. Going to the doctor, whatever the dentist is going to do is a Malachas Uman.
I'm saying, but the fact, let's say it's...
You want to be a dentist, so I hope it's...
No, I don't want to be a dentist.
Oh, no?
A psychologist, which I guess
okay,
is... But if it's Chol HaMoed right now, and a dentist appointment would somehow just, like, present itself, would it be mutter because it's...
I hear your question. Hold on. Let's back up. If a person's in pain, either physical pain, dental pain, then clearly it's mutter, that's Tzorach HaGuf. And it's like what we were saying, the other things that are to go for, even Maisa Uman is permitted. What happens? So we're only going to discuss, that's clearly mutter. We're only going to discuss where there's no pain or physical need or medical risk or even non-medical. It's just a question. It's very convenient for me. I had this Shiloh. I had a family who moved from the West Coast to my neighborhood a few years ago. And they go back to the West Coast every Pesach. You know what they do every Pesach?
See a doctor.
they go visit their dentist, who they've been going to for the past 20 years. And when did they do it? On Pesach. So it used to be that they would be a few days before, a few days after. Last year it happened to be their only time that worked out, based on the flights and the kids' school or whatever, it was only Chol HaMoed. So could they go to the dentist on Pesach? So what are they doing? They are mamish, b'mechavim l'achatam l'moed. They're going, they're setting, there's no need. They're setting themselves up to go to the dentist on Pesach. So here we have machlokas. Ramosha says it's mutter. I'm sorry, Ramosha says it's asr. Routine checkup, if there's nothing hurting you, that's going to be asr. For a routine checkup, to schedule it on Chol HaMoed is us. I don't know the answer to your question.
But that is taking into account what? The fact of the matter is that's the only time you can go, and intrinsically...
No, they could go to... They could. Is that a Dabra Avid if they have to... I don't know if they were getting a discount by him. That was a different shot again once. Why is it Dabra Avid if they have to...
The other dentist is going to do a worse job if they go somewhere else. They don't trust.
I don't think it was that they don't trust. It's just they happen to have been going. It's not. It's just. I don't think they don't trust other people.
It's like backwards in town. It's like in town. Like,
I don't know if it's they don't trust other people or they don't think the other people be as good. I think it's just that they've been going through for 20 years. So why switch? Yeah, it's hard to be mugged you as a double upgrade. If you're right, if they think they have a unique situation and their dentist takes good care of them, it's their uncle, they won't have to pay. Or I had this shayla also, Marsh this shayla. Somebody was going, what was the case? Was it a dental situation? Somebody was going home for Yantav back to Chicago, and when he goes to Chicago, his uncle does his dental thing. So that's a whole different shayla. That's Davar HaAved. And Davar HaAved, we do permit even Ma'ase Uman. You see how many different things we have to figure out. You have to figure out which is the heter. Once it's then Ma'ase Uman, Ma'ase Hedyo, it's only a heter for Ma'ase Uman. For Davar HaAved, it's not a heter for Tzorach Yamtif. So let me just finish this. So if there's any tzar, of course, it's mutter. We're not talking about this. There's no tzar, so Ramoshin, and Ramoshin says it's aser. There are those who permit. The Rav Scheinberg, Rav Yashiv, say you're allowed to go to the doctor and presumably to the dentist for even for routine visit. And that's based on a line in the Shulchan Aruch. Because the Shulchan Aruch in Tuf Kuf Lamed Beis says that there's no Issur Refuah on Chol HaMoed. No Issur Refuah. So this is not Melacha, this is in the Parsha of Refuah. The Parsha of Refuah is not Asr on Chol HaMoed. And therefore, Rav Scheinberg and Rav Yoshev said that going to the doctor would be like that heter of... doing malachas of refuah. Fine. So Ramosha says you shouldn't. If you could avoid it, I would say avoid it. If you can't avoid it, then there is on whom to rely. We're not going to talk about pragmatia, but I'll just tell you what we're not going to talk about. In my cut in Yudam and Beis, the Rava says it's an Isra of pragmatia. Now remember, pragmatia does not involve malacha. It's like on Shabbos. Pragmatia, actually by Shabbos, it's interesting. Shabbos, if you, the Chasam Sofer says that working on Shabbos, let me rephrase that, having your store open on Shabbos, even if the Goyim are doing all the work, you're just standing supervising with the store open, the Chasam Sofer says that's an Isra Daraisa of Shabbos. It's a bitul asay of Shabbos. You're actively being mevatel Shabbosan. It's an issur deraisa. You and I typically assume that commerce is all derabbanan. There's no malacha, right? So that's I'm sorry. That was just a an interesting side point. But on Chol HaMoed, there's an issur pragmatia. There's a question of what kind of pragmatia we might be able to permit. So if you sell, shirts, there's no reason why your shirt store should be open on Chol HaMoed, unless you're assuming that a lot of people buy shirts on Chol HaMoed, it's a Davar HaAved, because you're losing this important season. Let's not talk about shirts, let's talk about silverware. Most people don't buy silverware on Chol HaMoed. So there's no reason for you to open your silverware store. However, let's say you have a grocery store, so people need groceries. There's a Tzorach HaMoed. So you have there's an Isra Pragmatia, but it's for a Tzorach HaMoed. Do we permit Pragmatia l'tzorach hamoed? So here, we're not going to go into it, but for the halacha would be that if it would be mutter with a shinui, with sinah, If you go to Borough Park on Chol HaMoed, you'll notice that the shutters, you know those gates on the front of the doors, they're all one-third down. They're down enough that you could bend your head a little bit and walk in. Why? Because they're doing a shinui. It's like, you know, the shutters come down, they'll be like till here. So you have to sort of bend your head. So you're open, you're open. So you have to bend your head to walk in. That's the shutters are a little bit closed. There's a shinui, it's doing more bitzina. That would be mutter l'tzarech hamoed. If it's not l'tzarech hamoed, so there's no heter for pragmatia. Again, we didn't notice that today we didn't really talk about the issue of going to work on Shabbos, on Chol HaMoed, which is a whole different issue. And that you have to look up Ramosha's Tshuva, where he says there are different kinds of jobs that you could have. Let's say you have 4 weeks of vacation a year. So if the boss says, I'm going to fire you if you don't come, if you take up a whole week, what do you mean? It's before April 15th. How can you take off a week now, this time of year? It's going to jeopardize your job. I'm not saying your mom's going to be fired, but your job will definitely be jeopardized, that the boss isn't going to like you forevermore. So that's Davra Aved, you could go to work. Even do Maisa Uman, you could do. Let's say you don't have that kind of job. You have your vacation days, and you could take your vacation days whenever you want. So, hey, why should you take vacation in the middle of July? Take your vacation for Pesach and Sukkot. I know some wonderful people that they have 2 weeks a year, and the 2 weeks a year they take off is Pesach and Sukkot. And they don't have any vacation days during the summer. So Moshe, again, I didn't see it inside, and certainly not recently. I think Moshe has a heter that if you wanted to go on a vacation in July, so that which you have to therefore not take your vacation days now would be considered a Dover Ha'aved also. And if that was your work benefit setup, that was how the benefits work for your position, it would be considered davar haaved, and even such a person would be able to go to work on Chol HaMoed. If you just work for yourself, it's not going to be so easy. Again, if you work and you provide services, and your clients will be angry you're not available for a week, that's a different story. If you just work for yourself, selling whatever it is, or doing whatever you do, and it's not Chol HaMoed, and there's no, at the it's not like if I take off now, I can't take off during my summer vacation with my kids and my wife. So then, going to work is a real bona fide iser, provided that we don't have the various attain that we are speaking of. So it's just something for you, even if you're not might be able. This is probably not the first thing that a rav, when you take your shteller, should fight about. Rabosi, you're not allowed to go to work on Chol HaMoed. There are probably other fights that you should start after you're there for a few years, and then you know that you have a longer contract. Then you could bring up issues like this. But one thing I'll tell you that I did just somebody raised the point to me, and I actually just sent out an email to my shul today about canceling gardeners and landscapers for Chol HaMoed. In my neighborhood, the landscapers and gardeners are all out. And they came to my, Sukkot has happened. The gardeners came to my house and started, mowing the lawn. I went over to them, I said, it's very awkward. Because I'm going to be billed, not going to be billed, not really sure. And then he's angry at you, but you're not allowed to have landscaping done in your karka. Gardening done in your karka. It's not like I have a beis hashlachen and he's watering the beis hashlachen. So you have to, as a rav, you should tell your community that they should be reminded to cancel their landscapes or gardens before. Yeah.
Did the laws of Amir al-Akum on Shabbos apply in the same way?
No.
So we wouldn't say Dati de Nafshe, but I guess talk anyway. So
it's complicated. It's complicated so. Because there's kaplanos, but you're not supposed to have malacha done on your karka.
Right. It's quite
on your karka. So even if you have a contractor who's doing, this happened. It's happened in my shul last year. Somebody had a contractor who was supposed to do a job, and he told him finish by whatever time, and he didn't. And the guy came without asking on Chol HaMoed.
Cool.
He was very, the owner of the house was very annoyed. Even though the guy did it completely, the contractor did it completely, I died to the Nash. He's a guy. He did it completely, but it's not allowed to be on your property.
But it does have the same parameters.
No, there's not a regular halacha of Amir l'Nachum. It could be, even if there's, like I mentioned before, even if on Shabbos it's an Isser Maisa, I didn't do the Maisa, the guy did the Maisa. But here, even if my non-Jewish cleaning lady does my wash, or irons my clothes, or puts the thing in the wash, or cuts my hair, it's still a problem. Because you're not allowed to do the malachas can't be done. Whatever you can't do, a guy also can't do on Chol HaMoed.
And would that be at the level of the Doraisa, of the Fidos who say that?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can your business be open if you're not present?
I think that's called pragmatia. Again, barring the other, I don't, again, I'm not, as you can see, a lot of complicated shahs with Chol HaMoed. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Can they come?
Yeah, Sarach HaMoed, but they can't do the Maisa Uman. And they can't do clean or wash, and they can't give you a haircut or shave, and they can't wash your clothing. They can't do washes, they can't do laundry. Want to finish up. We're not going to talk about Ksiva. Ksiva is a malacha. Obviously, it's not a malacha that has a tircha, but it's still Ksiva is a... His question is, could you do Ksiva Tzorach HaMoed? So what did we say before? If it's something that's Tzorach HaMoed, then it's mutter if it's a Maisa Hedyot. Maisa Uman would be also. So Ksiva of Maisa Uman, like writing Ksava Shuris, if you're a sofer, you definitely, it's mamish asr to write Ksava Shuris on Chol HaMoed. Is there a heter for Sifrei Kodesh? I don't know the answer. But Ksav Shuris is Maisa Uman, that would be asr. What about Ksav, what we call Ksav Mashid, which is regular printing? So that should be mutter if it's Tzorach HaMoed with Ksav Hedyot, with Maisa Hedyot. But is it really a Maisa Hedyot? In the old days, not someone, not everyone knew how to write. Nowadays, everybody does. But maybe writing is not a Maisa Hedyot. It's Machlokas, where the writing is a Maisa Hedyot. So therefore, we do, if it's the Tzorach HaYantiv, and you do it with the Shinui, then it would be mutter to write the Tzorach HaYantiv. So Tzorach HaYantiv, writing with some Shinui, the Shinui turns it into a Maisa Hedyot definitively, and that would be okay.
So just again, so our writing...
We're not going into it. Just being aware of the shaymas. See, I didn't prepare properly for Ksiva. And finally, the last point is the next heter of chacham. So we talked about Tavra Aved. We talked about Tzorach. We talked about Tzorach HaMoed. We talked about what? Paul Vein Olamayocha, which we're not going to talk about. And finally, the last one is Tzorach Rab. Tzorach Rabim is a little bit. It's fascinating. Why is Tzorchei Rabim? The Mishnayos already speak of Mishnayos and Mayakam talked about that on Chol HaMoed. They would fix the roads, the water cisterns, the mikvahs. They would give the sota to drink. They would do rifas egla, egla rufa. They do it on Chol HaMoed. Why is Tzorchei Rabim mutter on Chol HaMoed? There's a fascinating Ravid. The Ravid says that the people in the community would specifically plant certain things on Chol HaMoed so that this is a time that, since other people are not doing things anyway, if you would plan it any other, what happens if you plan a, we're going to clean the litter in the shul parking lot on Tuesday, January 11th?
He's busy.
Everybody's going to work. So we have to take a time that anyway people aren't available, because otherwise these things would never happen. That's what the Rav says. It's not a heter, it's a chashev ezach. Tzorach Rabim is chashev, and because it's chashev, we're going to be matirim. No, that's what I thought before, right now. Comes around and says, no, the lomdus of Tzorchei Rabim is that it's a very practical thing, and that Chachamim has said that if you don't have a time, that people aren't busy with their personal things, then they will be available for, they're not going to be available for public things, so we have to find time when people are not busy with their private things, so they could be, yes, available to take care of those activities that otherwise nobody will do it. Because sometimes when you have a problem that's everybody's problem, nobody takes care of it. A public issue, nobody takes care of it. So therefore, that's why Chachamim gave this heter, that since people are off, and they're not doing their personal malacha, they will be able to, you'll be able to do Tzorchei Rabim. However, the Ramah says that the heter of Tzorchei Rabim does not mean you're allowed to build a shul. The heter of Tzorchei Rabim does not mean you're allowed to, you know, build a yeshiva. The heter of Tzorchei Rabim are only things that connect to Tzorchei HaGuf. Let me give you an example. You're not allowed to build a shul, but if your shul has a bump in the walkway that somebody could trip over, you could do a malacha to fix that bump in the walkway. If there's a problem with the mikveh, if there's a problem with the bathrooms in the shul, like we spoke about, that bathrooms could be the ability for a person to go to the mikveh, those are things that relate to Tzorchei HaGuf, that would be mutter, again, even to do a Maisa Uman for Tzorchei Rabim. Just to have the contractor build the yeshiva, build the shul, because, oh, Tzorchei Rabim, that's not mutter. You're not allowed to have that being done, because it's not the Tzorchei Rabim. And I think with that, we will finish. Yeah, any questions? Yeah.
The din of
ksiva,
if it's not
my siman,
it's...
I'm not holding it. I don't want to answer the question on ksiva, because I didn't... That's just a side point. That I wanted to just raise the point and not...
I wasn't... In terms of sarfei aguf that you mentioned earlier, that it sort of has to be something that's dire, like with the bathrooms that you...
Not dire, but related to the physical body. Meaning, if you have four bathrooms in a house, and with, I don't know, six people there, so if one doesn't work... Question that doesn't affect anybody's body. There's no tzorchei aguf there. So I don't. The word isn't dire. The word is just that's not called tzorchei aguf. If you have six people, there's only two bathrooms. One is broken. So for six people, you know, somebody's in the bathroom for 10 minutes, and other people need to use the bathroom. So you know, before davening, a whole bunch of people need to. They can't do what they need to do. That would be the same thing. If you have a broken a lock, you need to call a locksmith. Are you allowed to call a locksmith on Chol Hamoed? Again, to be able to get into your house or to be able to lock your house properly, that's like a tzorchei haguf. It affects your practical living. And you'd be able to call a locksmith because that is considered, if it happens to be, the back door of your, the lock on the back door doesn't work and your front door is fine. So for the next 4 days, you won't use the back door. I wouldn't think that would be called tzorchei haguf. To allow malach esu
mar. Even if it's an Israeli locksmith, Jewish locksmith, they usually are Israeli.
Right. A lot of locks in Israel, yes. Okay, Yashikach Rabbis, you should have a Chakosh Vesamech, and we should be Zocha to not be Mavaz the Modos, and be Zocha to Rechavi the Modos.
Adam, can I email this to you, and then can you upload it?
Down downstairs,